This year is going to cover the material in the middle on Ches Amud Beis by the two dots until the bottom of Tes Amud Beis. We're back to our regular schedule of Shiurim for the third test of this high school Bekiyas program. So just to quickly recap where we left off, the Gemara was discussing the details of the Mishnah on Daf Beis and Aleph. What is the first day of Tishrei considered Rosh Hashanah for? And we've discussed a lot of the din of the Mishnah. Just to recap, for the Mishnah Daf Beis, we've discussed that the first day of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for Shanim, Shmitim, Yovlos. Now we're going to discuss the din of Rosh Hashanah of Echa B'Tishrei being Rosh Hashanah for the year of Yovel. That's the Gemara picks up on here in Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara says Uli Yovlos, that Rosh Hashanah for that the first day of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for Yovel. So the Gemara asks the question, Yovlos be'echa b'tishrei hu? Does Yovel really fall out or start based on the first day of Tishrei? Yovlos ba'asar b'tishrei. We've had part of this discussion in the past. We're going to recap it now. Yovel doesn't go based on the first day of Tishrei. Yovel goes based on the 10th of Tishrei. Tichsev, because the pasuk says by Yovel, be'yom ha'kippurim taviru shofar, that you blow the shofar on Yom Kippur. So if you blow the shofar on Yom Kippur, that means it goes based on the 10th of Tishrei. So Yovel doesn't go based on the first of Tishrei. So how can our Mishnah say that Rosh Hashanah Liyovel, that the first day of Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah Liyovelos? So the Gemara answers no. Hamani Rabbi Yishmael ben Osho Rabbi Yochanan ben Brokahi. This is not the regular standard view of the Chachamim, but rather the view of Rabbi Yishmael ben Osho Rabbi Yochanan ben Brokahi, who has a unique shita, and the Gemara elaborates on his shita. The Tanya, V'kidash demes shnas ha-chamishim shana, you shall sanctify the 50th year. Ma tam lomar, it seems to be extra. If you look at the Pesukim, those words in the Pasuk are extra. So the Gemara says that, the Gemara explains as follows, the Fisha Ne'amar B'Yom HaKippurim, that Yovel's in Yom Kippur, Yochol Shelo Tehei Miskadeshes Elam Yom HaKippurim Ve'elach. I would think that only the Kedushas Yovel only sets in from Yom Kippur, which is the Pashup Shat. So Tam Lomar, the extra Pasuk comes to teach me, V'Kiddash Demes Shnas HaChamishin, they shall sanctify the 50th year. That already from the beginning of the year, there's already Kedusha is going through the year. Mikan Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho of Yochanan ben Brokah. From here, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho of Yochanan ben Brokah said, Mirosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim Lo Hayu Avadim Niftarim Levatayan. That from Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, the Avadim weren't free to go home. They were somewhere in the middle. But Velo Mishtabdin Ladoneam, but they weren't slaves to their servants either. I mean, the Vadim had some kind of intermediate status that they didn't have to go back to work, but they weren't free to go. Ela ochlim v'shosim usmeichim. They would literally eat, drink, and make merry. V'atroseim barashen. They could have crowns on their heads if they wanted. And kevan shigia yom kippurim. Once Yom Kippur came, taku bezdim v'shofar. Bezdim blew shofar. And then niftaru avadim l'batayan. And the avadim went home. Visalos Kosus Labalan, and the fields go back to their original owners, which we know from Yovel. That part of the idea of Yovel is that certain fields that are sold, not going into the details now, go back to their original owners who sold them. So the point is like this. Really, our Mishnah holds that for a certain aspect of Yovel, the first day of Tishrei has a din of Rosh Hashanah. Why? Because according to Yishmael, Benosho, Riocham, and Broka, the first day of Tishrei already starts the process of the Avadim becoming free. Okay? So the Gemara asks the question, V'Rabbanan, so according to the Rabban who argue, on Rabbi Shmuel ben Osho, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, so, Shanim, Ata Mekadesh, V'Ata Mekadesh Chadashim. We use the pasuk here of the Kiddush Mishnas HaChamishim Shana to teach me a different halacha. It doesn't teach me the halacha again that Avadim go free already from Rosh Hashanah, because that's not true for the Chacham. Rather, it teaches me a totally different halacha that Shanim Atamekadesh V'Atamekadesh Chadashim. That when it comes to sanctifying the Yovel year, we sanctify it as a year. We don't sanctify months of the Yovel. They don't say that that Bezdin, when they sanctify the 50th year, they sanctify it through the year, not through the Chodesh. Okay? So that's how they learn the extra Pasuk. So the Gemara brings a different Brisa. Tani Idach, a different Brisa about this topic. Yovel Hi, it is the Yovel year. So again, what does Yovel Hi teach me? Matam Lomar, Yovel Hi doesn't teach me anything. The Pasuk already said the Kidashtem Shnas Chamishim Shana right before. It doesn't tell me Yovel Hi. Lefisha Ne'amar V'kidashtem Shnas Chamishim, you shall sanctify the 50th year. Yachol Kishem Shemiskadeshes V'holeches Mitzchila Kach Miskadeshes V'holeches B'sofa. Meaning that just as it gradually has Kedusha and it just becomes Kadosh in its own right from the beginning of the year according to Rabbi Yishmael Ben Osher of Yochum and Broka. So you might think, Kach Miskadesh Zulachas Besofa, that Kedusha continues past through the end of the 50th year to the next year, the Altitma, and don't be so surprised by such a Hava Amina, Shemosifa Mechal HaKodesh, because we have a general principle that we add from Chol to Kodesh. And if we add from the literally secular profane calendar to the holy year of Yovel, so maybe we would think, to extend the Yovel year beyond the 50th year. So Mar says, no, Tam Lomar, Yovel hi Shnas HaChamishim. It is Yovel, it is the 50th year. Shnas HaChamishim Atam Mekadesh, V'yatam Mekadesh, Shnas HaChamishim V'achas. That the Kedusha stops at the 50th year. The 50th year, and not the 51st year. So let's turn the page quickly to Tesam and Aleph. So the Gemara asks, V'Rabbanan, so the Rabbanan would argue on this drasha again. Why? Because this whole drasha presumes that the year of Yovel becomes Kadosh in its own right from the beginning of the year. And the Rabban argue on Rabbi Shmuel ben Oshel or Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Now if that's the case, how did the Rabban learn this pasuk of Yovel hi Shnas HaChamishim? So the Gemara explains, Shnas HaChamishim Atamona, V'Atamona, Shnas HaChamishim V'Achas. Meaning that when it comes to the counting of the 50 years, the 50th year only counts for the previous count. It doesn't count for the next year. So in other words, when you count the cycle of Yovel, the 50th year ends the previous cycle, but doesn't yet start the next cycle. V'lafuke mid Rabbi Yehuda, coming to exclude Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, who has an interesting Shita, the Amar, Shnas HaChamishim, O Lekan U Lekan, Kamash Malan Delo. Rabbi Yehuda has a unique Shita. Rabbi Yehuda thinks that when it comes to the 50th year of Yovel, it accounts for the previous year and the next year, meaning it counts for the last year of the previous cycle, and for the first year of the next Yovel cycle. So even though Rabbi Yehuda has such a Shita, the Rabbanan reject it. The Rabbanan say the 50th year only counts as the last year of the previous cycle, and doesn't also count as the first year of the next cycle. So let's catch up in some Rashi. Rashi in the middle of Chesem and Beis. V'kidashtem shnas hachamishim shana matam alomar. So this is towards the top. So it says like this. Mikevan sha'amar sheva shabbosos shanim. Sheva shabbosos shanim. Because it says seven sets of years. V'havarta shofar. Bach changes the gears here. V'havarta shofar trua. Bechodesh hashvi. You shall blow a trua. I mean blow the shofar during the seventh month. Yodani Shishnas HaChamishim. I know it's talking about the 50th year. So if I know it's talking about the 50th year, then the Kidashim Shnas HaChamishim is extra. So the Gemara explains that according to Rabbi Shmuel Ben Osher, the Kedusha Sayova comes a bit early. Lo Niftar Levatam, they weren't excused to go to their houses. Tichsev Tavir Shofar V'Hadar Ukrasem Deror, because Rashi points out the Psukim say, first, they blow the shofar, and then they can literally go free. But at the same time, v'lo mishtabdim, d'chziv v'kidashim eshnas hachamishim, that there's already a status of kedushas yovel. So you have somewhere in the middle. So what goes on? So Literally, they eat and they sit and they drink. Vatrosan Baroshan, they have their crowns on their heads. Imrotza, if they want, Lasuma Tara Barosha, to put a crown on their heads, Laharos Shiyote Chovshi, to show that they're free, they can. But there's some kind of intermediate status. According to Rabbanon, it's all based on Yovel itself. It's all based on Yom Kippur itself. So how did the Rabbanon read this pasuk? Isn't it extra? So no, Shana Matam Mekadesh, Kishishnas Yovel Nichneses, when the 50th year of Yovel comes in, Mitzvah Bezden Lomar Mikudeshas Hashana, that the year is Kadosh. V'iata Mekadesh Shom Chodesh, but you're not Mekadesh it through the month. So Rashi quotes a Gemara, Kerbelezer B'Reb Shimon, Dama Lekan Parak Sheni, Bein Shinira Mizmano, Bein Shalonira Mizmano, in Mekadosh, so whether it's seen at its proper time, or it's not seen at its proper time, we don't do Kiddush, HaChodesh in this case, V'yof Taima Mehacha. It's based on Sugyan Chavtal, and we'll see when we get there. And the reason for Rebelezer B'Reb Shimon comes out from our Sugya. Okay. And the explanation here is that Reb Elazar B'Reb Shimon has a unique shita. There's no mitzvah per se, according to Reb Elazar B'Reb Shimon, to say Mikudash HaChodesh. That when we see the sugyas of Kish HaChodesh later on in Daf Kaftar, we'll see that one day in the Mishnah believes there's a mitzvah in Bezin to say Mikudash HaChodesh. And Reb Elazar B'Reb Shimon reject that. There's no mitzvah saying Mekudash HaChodesh. Yet, even according to Reb Elazar B'Reb Shimon, there's a mitzvah to say during Shnas Yovel that the year is holy. Okay. Now, Tani Idach. Lefi Shinar Mekidash Meshnas HaChamishim Te'alfina Minei Shemizkadesh Mitzchila. So you might think also the Kedusha extends. Yachol Kach Mizkadesh Besofa Achar Rosh Hashanah V'tim Shach Al Yom HaKippurim. That it would go until the Yom Kippur of the next year. Val tisma im mishamro sabesoch shana shlachra. You shouldn't be so surprised if we add kedushas yovel to the next year. Shar mosif mechol kodesh, because we have a general principle that we add from chol to kodesh. Im mishamro sabesoch kedamrin lekama mishmaitim. The Gemara explains later on. We'll see on daf tes. So tamen lomar yovel ki coming to so. Extra word, Yovel, he teach me, Miuta, he's an exclusion, that it only goes up until the end of the previous year. Aye, but this drasha only makes sense according to Rabbi Yishmael, but according to the Rabbanon, V'Rabbanon, Rashi explains that top of Testament Aleph, the loyalty who don't learn from Mivi Kidashtem, Shitiskadish Mitchilasa, that it becomes Kadosh from the beginning, Veloitzrichil Meute Sofa. We don't need something to exclude the end. Darshi Lehachi. They learn the extra pasuk as follows. Hachamishim Atamone, Shnas Hachamishim Atamone. You count it as the 50th year. The Atamone, Shnas Yovel, Shnas Hachamishim, Lesof Yovel Lesha'avar, Veachas Lemin Yovel Haba. That we count it as the 50th year of the previous year and the first year of the next cycle. V'atamona shnasa yovel abba al mishana shalach yovel. We only start counting the next yovel cycle when the next year comes around. V'lafuk emid Rabbi Yehuda, coming to exclude Rabbi Yehuda, to ar mesachas nidarim, the Rabbi Yehuda sheet has brought down mesachas nidarim, shnas chamishim ola lakan ulakan. The 50th year burns the candle at both ends and counts for each cycle. Shnas Hayovel, Shnar Rishon, Elishmita Abba. The Shnas Hayovel and the first year for the coming cycle. Okay. So now we're going to elaborate this din of Mosif and Michol HaKodesh. So we're at the top of four lines down on Tes Amud Aleph. So says the Gemara, Uzu Mosif and Michol HaKodesh Minala. How do I know we do Mosif and Michol HaKodesh, that we add on from the sacred to the profane? Disanya, the pasuk says with respect to Shabbos, Becharishu Bekatzir Tishbos, that the pasuk says, just reading the whole pasuk, even though it's not quoted in the Gemara, Sheshasam Tavod, you work for 6 days, Ubayom Ashvi Tishbos, that you rest in the seventh day, Becharishu Bekatzir Tishbos, that you rest from doing Charish, from plowing the ground and from reaping the ground. So what's this referring to? Bechar shebekatir tishbos. Rabbi Kiva Omer, eino tzarech lomar charish the katir shel shvis. So Rabbi Kiva says it doesn't have to be referred. This pasuk of bechar shebekatir tishbos. So just as a bit of a background, the Gemara assumes that it's not talking about Shabbos itself. Even though this pasuk is talking about Shabbos, we actually put it to the laws of Shvius. During the seventh year, as we discussed before, person can't plant, they can't work the field. So, because we know that Shabbos is already Asr B'Malacha, so what does it mean? We wouldn't need the pasuk to teach me Becharish of the Katzir Tishbos to be referring to Shabbos, because we already know that Shabbos has an Isra Malacha attached to it. You can't do any Malacha on Shabbos. So, the Gemara assumes it's talking about the Dinim of Shvius. And the Gemara elaborates, Rabbi Kiva Omer, Eino Tzarech Lomar Charish V'Katzir Shal Shvius, doesn't have to be referring to literally Charisha Ktzira, working the ground during Shvius itself, Shaikvar Ne'amar, because the Pasuk already says, by Shvius, again, the seventh year, not working the ground, Sadechalo Sizra, you can't plant the field. So what does B'Charish V'Katzir Tishbos teach me? Ela Charish Shal Erev Shvius, doing plowing of Erev Shvius, the year before Shvius, HaNichlas LeShvius, that the part of the year before that goes into Shvius, we'll explain the details, the Katzir Shal Shvius, HaYotz LeMotzai Shvius, and reaping the ground that goes into the next year. So according to Rabbi Akiva, there's a din of Mosif and Michal HaKodesh of Tosef HaShvius, that things that grew during the year of Shvius, you can't cut them off the next year. So if that and you can't, when it comes to plowing, you can't plow in the previous year, the sixth year, that's going to help the seventh year. So if that's the case, so you see a din according to Rabbi Kiva of Mosif Michal HaKodesh. If that's true, so we see a general principle of Mosif Michal HaKodesh, and it comes out from Shvius according to Rabbi Kiva. But Rabbi Shmuel argues on the Limud. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, no. Why do we have Charish V'Katzir Tishbos by Shabbos? Ma Charish Rishos, just as plowing is voluntary, and that's an Isra Malacha, two things that are voluntary on Shabbos, Af Katzir Rishos, so too reaping that's Rishos is Asr on Shabbos, Yatza Katzir HaOmer Shehu Mitzvah, that comes to exclude reaping the Karban Omer, which is a Mitzvah. So we see from here that reaping the Karban Omer is Docha Shabbos. We spoke about the Karban Omer before. The Karban Omer is brought on the 16th of Nisan, and it creates a heter on Chadash, on the new crop for the coming year. It turns it into Tevua Yashan. So according to Rabbi Shmuel, the words Bechar Shevekatir Tishbos don't teach me anything about Mosif Mechal Al Kodesh. They teach me the din that what? That when it comes to Karban Omer, if it needs to be reaped on Shabbos, we do the reaping on Shabbos as well. Okay, so the Gemara elaborates, well, according to Rishmal, we now no longer have a source for Mosif Michal HaKodesh. Verbi Shmuel, Mosif Michal HaKodesh Minale. How does Rishmal now know the concept of Mosif Michal HaKodesh? So the Gemara learns it from the following, a well-known halacha. Nafkalemi the Tanya. We learn that from the following brisa. When it comes to fasting in Yom Kippur, the pasuk says, "V'nisam nafshosichem nafshosichem b'sisha." You're supposed to afflict yourself on. Well, we assume the mitzvah of inui is afflicting yourself on the 10th, but the pasuk says, "V'nisam nafshosichem b'sisha l'chodesh ba'erev me'erev ad erev." That it seems to extend the mitzvah of inui to the 9th. So the Gemara says, Yachol B'Tisha. You might think there's actually a mitzvah to fast to do Inui on the 9th. Tamal Lomar Ba'erev. So it comes to teach me, the Pasuk says, Ba'erev, meaning only in the evening. So the evening of the 9th is like the next day, it's the 10th. So the Gemara says, I Ba'erev. Yachol Mishetach Shach. So if the Pasuk says, Ba'erev on the eve, literally, of the 10th, you might think that only applies once it becomes dark. If it's once it becomes dark, then how do I preserve and maintain the first half of the pasuk? So, Tam Lomar B'Tisha. So we have some kind of tension here. Haketzad, how can I preserve both the aspect of the ninth and the tenth and the next day? So matzchil misana mibod yom melamid shemosif michol hakodesh. So we see matzchil misana mibod yom. We start the tainus of Yom Kippurim already on the ninth. That's a din d'oraisa. There's Tosefes Yom Kippurim, it's accepted by all Rishonim, and that's, as we know, we start Yom Kippur a little bit early, and we do this to be Mekayim Lalach of Tosefes Yom Kippurim, which is the Din D'Oraisa. From here we learn, according to Rabbi Yishmael, Mosif and Michal HaKodesh. So, Ainli, the Gemara says, according to Rabbi Yishmael, that we know from Inu Yom Kippurim, Bichni Saso, that we add a little bit to Erev Yom Kippur. So be it Tiyasu Minayin. How do I know that we also add a little bit to the end of Yom Kippur as well? Tamalomar Me Erev Ad Erev. They're supposed to go from evening till evening. Not just the end of Yom Kippur, but even the beginning of the next evening. So that's the Makar for Mosif Michal HaKodesh by the end of Yom Kippurim as well. So the Gemara says, Ein Li Ela Yom Kippurim. I only know Yom Kippur. So, Shabbos is Minayin. How do I know also by Shabbos is a din of Mosif Michal HaKodesh? This seems to be Tosefes Shabbos. It's a discussion in Rishonim if this is D'Oraisa or not. But how do I know Tosefes Shabbos? Tamalomar Tishbisu. Because the Pasuk says Tishbisu, which is an extra word. So we see by Shabbos, excuse me, there's also a din of Tosefes Shabbos. And the Gemara says, elaborates, Yom Tov Minayin. How do I know there's a din of Tosefes, Yom Tov as well? Tamalomar Shabbat Echem, your Shabbosos, meaning your days of rest. Haketzad, Kol Makom Sheish Bo Shvus, any day that there is also Shvus, that there is resting attached to it, the word Shvus, Mosif Mechol HaKodesh. We do Mosif Mechol HaKodesh. So Yom Tov has Shavuos attached to it, resting, Shabbos. So all these days, we apply the principle of Mosif Mechol HaKodesh. So then the Gemara asks the opposite question. Well, that's all fine and good for Rabbi Yishmael. But according to Rabbi Akiva, who learns the din of Mosif Mechol HaKodesh from Tosefes Shvius, from the additional Shvius that we have, from the additional dinim attached to Shvius that we have from the year before Shvius and the year after. So how does he learn the Pasuk by Yom Kippur? Verbi Kiva, Hai, V'inisim, Staf Shoseicha, Besisha, my Avilei. What does he do with the pasuk of Vinisem Asnaf Shosichem B'Tisha that we again extend the Inu to the ninth? Mi Bayalei L'Chidetani. We need it for the following halacha. L'Chidetani Chia Barav Midifti. Like Reb Chia Barav Midifti taught. Tetani Chia Barav Midifti. Another well-known halacha. Vinisem Asnaf Shosichem B'Tisha. You shall afflict yourselves on the ninth. V'Chi B'Tisha Misan. And we don't fast on the ninth. We only fast on the 10th. And even though there might be a din of Tosefes, Yom HaKippurim, like we said before, the Ikar time is on the 10th. It's on the 9th. The main time is not on the 9th. Ela lomar lach, it teaches me the following. Shekol ha'ochel v'shose b'tishi, that somebody who performs the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur on the 9th, ma'alav ha'kasov, the Torah treats it, turn the page, kilu his'ana b'tishi v'asiri. As if we've fasted on the 9th and the 10th. What does that mean? So again, so the extra pasuk of B'Tishah L'Chodesh Ba'Erev teaches me there's a din that a person is supposed to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. And by eating on Erev Yom Kippur, you're mekayim the special halacha, and the Torah treats as if you fasted for both days. So let's go over the Rashi's on Tesamet Aleph. Rashi, the Raskil, Ein Tzarech Lomar, Charish V'Katzer Shal Shvius. So again, the Pasuk said, B'Charish V'Katzer Tishbos. So Rabbi Kiva says, it doesn't have to, and we again explained earlier, that's not referring to Shabbos, the end of the Pasuk, because obviously you can't do Malach on Shabbos anyway. But rather, it's referring to the year of Shvius. So Ein Tzarech Lomar Charish V'Katzer Shal Shvius. It doesn't need to exclude literally doing Charisha and Katzira, plowing and and harvesting and reaping on Shvius itself, Rashi explains, Dal Karchach, because perforce, Afagav the Resh the Cross Shab Shabbos Kai, even though the beginning of the Pasuk is clear talking about Shabbos, Tiksiv Sheshasham Tavod, Seifa Shvius Kai. The end of the Pasuk is talking about Shvius. Dia Shabbos, Charsh Vikatsu, the Asir Sham Lachos Misharu. It's only Charsh, if it's talking about Shabbos itself, Charsh Vikatsu, the Asir, it's only Charsh and Katsu that Asir Sham Lachos Misharu. Malachas, the other malachos, whoever was matir malach on Shabbos, like we said, it's only talking about Shvius. So charish shel erev Shvius, really, it's referring to doing charisha plowing the year before Shvius. Shelo yachrosh sade ilan, you shouldn't plow a field with trees. Erev Shvius charish sheyol Shvius, doing charisha that will help for Shvius. V'katzir shel Shvius, and when it comes to katzira of Shvius. So long as the grain has been a third grown during the year Shvius, we treat it with Kedusha Shvius during the eighth year as well. So Rabbi Shmuel argues, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Macharish Rishos, Afkati Rishos, V'lo Dibra Akasov, El-Iyin Shabbos. Really, the Pasuk is talking about Shabbos. Kinechziv Be'i U'Bayom HaShvi'i Tishbos. Like the simple reading of the Pasuk, it lends itself. Bayom HaShvi'i Tishbos. Bayom HaShvi'i Tishbos, Bechar Shubakatsir Tishbos. Ba'la Mencha, Macharish, Ein Lecha Charish Shal Mitzvah. This is teaching me a case of a Charish that's not a Mitzvah. V'afil Yisroel Etzorech Omer V'shtei Alechem. And even when it comes to planting for the purposes of Shtei Alechem, Shari'im Matzah Charosh Eino Choresh, that if you found it plowed already, you can't do extra plowing. V'ani Osu Lecha B'Shabes, Af Katzir Shani Osu Lecha B'Shabes Shus Ani Osu Lecha. So too when it comes to Katzir, voluntary, unnecessary Katzir, I make that Asar on Shabbos. But Yatza Katzir HaOmer Shehu Mitzvah, that comes to exclude the Katzir HaOmer, which is a Mitzvah. Shafilu matzah katzur, even if it was found already reaped, you have to do it again. Mitzvah liktor, you should do it again. V'yish l'chalom mikan shedoches ha-shabnes. So it comes to teach me that that's doch ha-shabnes. So ad erev, that also teaches me that Yom Kippur extends a little bit to the next day. Laila hu, it's already night. V'ad b'chlal, comes to include that part. So according to Rabbi Akiva, who learns, again, Mosif Michal HaKodesh, from Shvius, what does he need from Yom Kippur? Kol ocha v'shosa b'tshi, kilu is ane b'tshi v'asiri. Tachi ka'amar kra. This is what the Pasuk teaches me. V'nisem b'sish'a, that you shall afflict yourself on the ninth. Achilas tisha ani kore inui. That eating on the ninth is considered inui. V'kemet achilaso inui chashiva, since it's eating is considered a din inui, kol de mafish b'achila, Vishtiya tfei adif, it's better to eat more and drink more. Dami dekamar ba'erev, because it says ba'erev the next day, al karchach lo makbid ha'inui de tisha, it can't actually be makbid, literally that you have to fast in the ninth, because you fast ba'erev the next night. Vichikari inui betisha, achila vishtiya didei kari inui. That when we say inui on the ninth, that its achila and its shtiya has a din halachically is treated like inui. And that's how we have the din of eating on Erev Yom Kippur. So now the Gemara on Testament Beis on the top line, is going to elaborate some of the din of Yovel. So Tana Rabbanon, the rabbis taught, Yovel hi. It is Yovel. So again, now we're going to make a drasha of Yovel hi. Af al pi shelo shamtu, even if they didn't do the mitzvah of giving back the land. Shelo shamtu means they didn't do shmitas karka, which means that they didn't return the land that was bought before Yovel to its original owners. Because again, like we mentioned before, that in Yovel, the land goes back to its original owners. Va'af al pi shelo taku, and even if they didn't blow the shofar, if they didn't blow the shofar in Yom Kippur, there still is a din of kedushas Yovel. So yachol af al pi shlo shilchu. So you might think that even if they didn't send back the avadim, there is still a din of Yovel. Tamalomar he, that it's a miut. It comes to exclude this case. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that mitzvah shiluach avadim in Yovel is ma'akev on kedushas Yovel from being chal. So Rabbi Yehuda has an important shita here that really kedushas Yovel is not completely independent of the mitzvos of Yovel, but some mitzvos are not ma'akev. The mitzvah of tekiyas shofar is not ma'akev. The mitzvah of giving back the land to those who originally owned it is not ma'akev. But the mitzvah of shiluach avadim is ma'akev according to Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Yossi has a different shita. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Yovel he, what does Yovel he teach me? Afa pi shelo shamtu, even if they didn't do shemitas karka. Va'afa pi shelo shilchu, and even if they don't do shiluach avadim. According to Rabbi Yossi, shiluach avadim is not ma'akev on kedushas Yovel. Doesn't prevent kedushas Yovel from taking effect. So Yachol, afal pishalai taku, you might think even without blowing the shofar, Yovel takes effect. Tamalomar hi. So he comes to exclude that according to Rabbi Yossi, that tkiya shofar is ma'akiv on kedushas Yovel. In other words, as opposed to saying, Yovel he teaches me that that like Rabbi Yehuda thinks that shiluach avadim is ba'akev, Yovel he teaches me that tkiya shofar is ba'akev. So it comes out like this: that really Yovel he or Yovel, the word Yovel on the pasuk according to Rabbi Yehuda includes without shemitah and without tekiya, and he excludes shiluach avadim. And Rabbi Yossi learns differently, that Yovel, or the phrase Yovel, he includes without shemitas karka and without shiluach avadim, and excludes not doing tekiya shofar. So now the Gemara explains Rabbi Yossi a little better. And now once one pasuk includes that the word Yovel comes to include even if I don't do all the mitzvahs, and when pasuk comes to exclude that Yovel doesn't happen without doing tekiya shofar, mipnei mani omer Yovel he af bishlo shilchu vein Yovel elim kein taku. Why in fact does Rabbi Yossi say that's talui not on shiluach avadim but rather tekiya shofar, that Yovel is chal without shiluach avadim but it's not chal without tekiya shofar, lefisha efshal la'olam below shiluach avadim? Because Yitachain, maybe there won't be any Avadim to accept free. So how could Shiluach Avadim be Ma'akin and Kedushas Yovel? Maybe there's never going to be any Avadim at all. The Yev Shalolam blow Tekiyah Shofar. And it's impossible to say that a person can't have a shofar to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Meaning, the Mitzvah or the Mitzvos of Yovel have to be possible to be fulfilled. So it's possible, Yitachin, that there will never be an Avad anymore. If there are no Avadim, the Avadim can't be part of Mitzvah Yovel. But it's impossible that we won't have any shofar, Rashi spells that, we'll see this inside, in order with which to be Mekayim the Mitzvah Yovel. So it must be that Tekiya Shofar is Ma'akev on the Kedushas Yovel. Davar Acher, a second reason offered for Rabbi Yossi. Why is there a difference between Tekiya Shofar and Shiluach Avadim? Zu Mesur LeBeisdin, Vizu Eina Mesur LeBeisdin. The Tekiya Shofar is when it comes to for Yovel, it's Mesur LeBeisdin. Beisdin is in charge of it, even though we learn from the Gemara and Daf Lamed, our first Limud, that Yechidim are also Chayav in Tekiya Shofar of Yovel. But it's still considered Mesur LeBeisdin, because Beisdin is still in charge of it to a certain degree, because Beisdin blow first. So since Beisdin are, to a certain degree, either they're in charge of making sure people do it, or they blow first, they're symbolically in charge, that Beisdin has a certain hold on the mitzvah of Tekiya Shofar. But Vizu in a Mesur LeBeisdin, when it comes to sending away Avadim, that's not Mesur LeBeisdin. It's not in Beisdin's purview. That's really in the purview of Yechidim. So again, Rabbi Yossi now has two fundamental explanations to distinguish between Shiluach Avadim and Tkiyat Shofar. That for him, Tkiyat Shofar is Masru Lebeistin, and therefore it's Ma'akev on Kedushas Yovel. Or for him, Tkiyat Shofar, it's Iyashra, that it won't happen. But Avadim, Shiluach Avadim, is either not Masru Lebeistin, or it's Afshar, that won't happen. So the Gemara says, my davar acher. What does Rabbi Yossi need an extra svara for? He already has the split that it's possible never have any avadim, and it's impossible that we won't have any shofar. So the Gemara explains, v'chi tema, lest you should ask a question, e'ef shem d'leik l'chad b'sofa olam d'lo m'shalach. Maybe, isn't it impossible that there's not one evad at the end of the world that might not be sent away? You mean to tell me that nobody has any avadim through mitzvah shiluach with? So why should it be any different then? So we'll come back to the svara of Zu Mesur LeBeistin. Vizu Eina Mesur LeBeistin. That this, the mitzvah of Tekiah, is Masur LeBeistin, and the other one's not Masur LeBeistin. So the reason why, again, Rabbi Yossi needs a second svara is because maybe the first svara doesn't stand. If the first svara doesn't stand, because maybe there's one evid out there in the world, then we have a second svara. Okay. Let's do some Rashi. Rashi, the top Rashi on Testament Beis. Yovel hi. It is Yovel. Yovel af al gav shloi shamtu bo. That has kedushas Yovel, even if you fail to do shmitas karka. Yovel tilachem, it will be Yovel for you. But Elminekziv, the pasuk says before, Vavarta shofar, you shall pass the shofar over, you blow the shofar. Vikidashta mishnasa chamishim shana, and you sanctify the 50th year. Vikrosam deror, you shall call out in freedom. Vahadar ksiv, and then the pasuk says, Yovel tilachem, it shall be Yovel for you. Vikrayaseru ladrasha, it's an extra pasuk teaching me a drasha. Vachi tidrashana. Yovel lachem mikol makom. It shall be Yovel for you, no matter what. Vafilu lo nasu bo dvarim halalu. Even if you don't perform the mitzvahs of Yovel. Havara shofar, to blow the shofar. Velasha velachuza, and to go back to the ancestral lands. Tahainu shmitas karkos, which means letting the fields go back to the original owners. Shekanu zemizah. Tichsiva basar hakra. Haikra, it says after this pasuk, Vishavtam ish alachuzaso, that each person will go back to his ancestral lands. V'afal pichin, shame hayovel alav. There's still a din yovel, lios asr bezrio betziro v'ktzira, that you still can't harvest and plant and plow during that year. K'dichsiv lo sizra'u, because yovel has kedusha on the ground, kedusha's karka, just like shvius. So Yachol af bishlo shalchu, you might think that applies even without shiluach avadim, according to, again, Rabbi Yehuda, avadim yeyovel tamal lomar hi, im asis dvarm halalu, has to at least do some of the mitzvos, hi yovel, v'imlav eino yovel, v'lekamim afarish, v'yovel maichazi, the tali b'kriyas dror. Why is yovel tali, according to Rabbi Yehuda, on calling out to freedom, on kriyas dror? So now we're going to Rabbi Yossi, who Rabbi Yossi argues. He says, "She'efshala olam below shiluach avadim." It could be tachin that you'll never have any avadim at all. Pa'am she'in evad ivri b'yisrael shi'iton shiluach. V'efshar shaloi, maybe you'll never have an evad ivri that needs to be sent away. V'efshar shaloi shofar matzu ba'olam. It's impossible to never have one shofar out there. Lefichach. Therefore, yesh lanu lomar kishetala hakasuv lo tala el b'davar hamatzu la'olam. And when the Torah set up Yovel, it set up on something that's matzu, something that's plausible that you can find. Davar acher tkiya shofar second svar for Biosi is mesur lebezdin letzavos lisholcham letkoa. The bezdin is in charge of sending out and declaring that people have to do tkiya shofar. V'shiluach avadim misur liyechidim. V'shiluach avadim is misur to yechidim. V'mimayin yivatel hayovel. And if you refuse to do that, you have bitel hayovel. Hilkach lo telo akasavol. Therefore, the pasuk, the Torah didn't hang its dinim. Literally, didn't make its dinim dependent on this din, on tkiyah shofar. So now we're going to go back into the Gemara. The Gemara is about 15 lines down. Bishlam l'Rabbi Yossi. It makes sense for Rabbi Yossi. I understand why I include Tkiyah Shofar and we exclude and Shilu Achavadim Kiddika Amar Taime, because he gives a Svara. El Rabbi Yehuda, who says you need Shilu Achavadim and not Tkiyah Shofar my time. Well, what's the reason? Amar Kra, the Pasuk says by Yovel, Ukrasem Duror Ba'aretz. You shall call out in freedom to the inhabitants of the earth. It says Ukrasem Duror, and then Yovel He. Meaning what? The Torah, the Pasuk right before Yovel He says, Ukrasem Duror. You shall call out in freedom to all the inhabitants. And then in that same Pasuk, then right after that, it says, Yovel He, this is Vayikra Chafhei Yud. So, the Kasavar Mikra Nidrash Lefanav, V'lo Lefnei Panav, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Pasuk is, we dash in the Pasuk on the words that are going right before it, and not on the Pasuk before then. So therefore, the words Yovel He, just going on the preceding words of Ukrasem Duror, and not Kia Shofar, because Va'avartem is not that same Pasuk. It's in fact the Pasuk before, it's Vayikra Chafhei Tes. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda explains like this, when we say Ukrasem Dror Ba'aretz, and then Yovel He follows right after, so what creates the Din Yovel He, is based on the Pasuk, only modifies the words right before, of Ukrasem Dror Ba'aretz. But it doesn't modify what happens to Psukim before. What happens to Psukim before is Va'avartem. That's the Kiyah Shofar. So the Gemara explains a little more. To Kulei Alma, whether Rabbi Yehuda or whether Rabbi Yossi, Duror is Lashon Chayrus. That the word Duror means freedom, setting the slaves free. My Mashma, to Tanya, Ein Duror El Lashon Chayrus. That Duror means freedom. Am Rabbi Yehuda, Ma Lashon Duror. How do I know that Duror means freedom? Kimidayar Be Dayara. That someone who lives in a house, like someone who lives in a house, a homeowner, can do whatever he wants. Umovoschora b'chol medina, and he can do business wherever he wants. He can live where he wants. He can do business where he wants. The point is, the word dror means freedom. But the machlokas, what Rabbi Yehuda is explaining is that it's only going that when we say yovel he, that what creates the kedushas yovel just modifies the words right before of ukras and dror. Very good. Let's do some Rashi's. So Rashi the Ramaskil, Omar Kra in the middle of the page, Ukrasem Duror. Visamichle, and that's right next to the words, Yovel He. So Mikra Nidrash Lefanov, the Psukim are darshan in the words that go right before, Mi'uta, to He, Akriyas Duror Kai, to Salak Mine. It's coming to be a mi'ut on Kriyas Duror, which we just got finished dealing with. Veloat Kiyas Shofar, Haksuva Lefnei Panov. It's not going on to Kiyah Shofar, which is two psukim before. What does the word dror mean? Kidimidayar be dayara, that like one who lives in a house, mishu birushusa lagur b'chol malon shiyirte. He can live literally in any hotel, in any dwelling, he can live wherever he wants. Very good. I'm back into the Gemara, about halfway down the page. Amr b'chia bar Ava, Amr b'yochanan, Zudir Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi. Meaning so far we have Rabbi Yehuda who holds that Kedushas Yovel is totally on Shilu Achavadim, and Rabbi Yossi that Kedushas Yovel is totally on Tkiyah Shofar. Ava chacham omrim shloshtan. The chacham hold that all these mitzvos, ma'akvos bo, that the three mitzvos of Yovel, Tkiyah Shofar, Shilu Achavadim, and Shemitas Karka, are all ma'akiv and Kedushas Yovel. Why? Because Kasavri, Mikra, Nidrash, Lefanov, Lefnei Panov, Ula Acharav, that the Psukim are darshan based on the Pasuk before, the two Psukim before, and the Pasuk after, meaning because it says Yovel He, and the following words are Vishavtem Isha Lachuza, so you should go back to your inheritance, so therefore we know it goes on the Pasuk after, meaning Shemitas Karka, and it goes on the Pasuk before, which is what? Which is Shiluach Avadim, and two Psukim before, which is Ukrasem Duror, sorry, which is Vavartim, which is Shofar. So according to the Chachamim, the words Yovel He modify all these three halachos. So the Gemara asks, according to the Rabbanon, Vaksiv Yovel, but doesn't it say Yovel? Yovel is an exclusion. I thought Yovel means to exclude. So Yovel is an inclusion. That Yovel, the word Yovel, that says that Kedushas Yovel is Chal, even without all the mitzvos. So according to Rabban, all three mitzvos are Merakiv in Kedushas Yovel. So what is the word Yovel coming to include? So the Gemara answers, Hahu Tafilu B'Chutz La'aretz. That comes to include that Yovel is even Chal to a certain degree in Chutz La'aretz. What's that referring to? That at minimum, shiluach avadim. Maybe not the other mitzvot. Not clear, but one might say that only the mitzvot that are not dependent on the karka are included in that year, included in the chutz la'aretz. Meaning, there's a general principle that when it comes to things in the chutz la'aretz and things in Eretz Yisrael, that Eretz Yisrael includes all things that are dependent on the land, but not things that are personal obligations, called chovas haguf. So when it comes to sending away avadim, that's a chovas haguf. That's a personal responsibility. But it's not dependent on the land. So therefore, at minimum, shiluach avadim applies outside of Eretz Yisrael, according to the Chacham. Vaksiv ba'aretz. I don't understand. Doesn't it say only Eretz Yisrael? That only in Eretz Yisrael is yovel, not chutz la'aretz? No, hahu, bizman shenoeg dror ba'aretz, noeg b'chutz la'aretz. Bizman she'en noeg ba'aretz, en noeg b'chutz la'aretz. That pasuk of ba'aretz teaches me that kedushas yovel, or the din of sending away avadim in chutz la'aretz, at least, only applies when yovel happens in Eretz Yisrael. Meaning when the yovel is knowing in Eretz Yisrael, so then it at least partially, like we're saying, is knowing in chutz la'aretz. If it's not knowing in Eretz Yisrael, it's not even knowing partially in chutz la'aretz either. Very good. That's the Chacham Shita. Again, so we have a three of Machlokas Tanayim. What part of Kedushas, what is necessary for Kedushas Yovel? According to the Chacham, all three mitzvos, Shiluach Avadim, Tkiyah Shofar, and Shemitas Karka. According to Rabbi Yehuda, only Shiluach Avadim. According to Rabbi Yossi, only Tkiyah Shofar. Let's see Rashi. Rashi Dira Maskil, Mikra Darash, Villa Achrav, sorry, close to the more than two-thirds down. Shemitas Karkos, Tichsiv Basra. It's going on, again, according to the Chachamim, the words Yovel here are going on Shemitas Karkos, which is written afterwards, Vishavta Mishal Chazaso, they shall go back to their ancestral land, which is referring to Shemitas Karka. Vaksiv Yovel, the Gemara asks, but Yovel is a ribui. Lerabos, the Mashma Yovel, Mikol Makom, that's always Yovel. No, that only includes Yovel and Chutz La'aretz, which depends on Yovel and Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so we're holding that two dots. Let's do a little more that we know. Now we're doing another thing. We just finished Yovel. Now that we know that Rosh Hashanah, that again, Rosh Chodesh, the first day of Tishrei, is Rosh Hashanah for Linatia. What's referring to Natia? This is referring to the dinim of Orla. That Orla, we know the first 3 years of a tree, you can't eat the fruit. So what do we base the years of Orla on? We base the years of Orla on Rosh Hashanah, meaning the first day of Tishrei. Vilanatiya minalan. How do I know that Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah for Orla? What's the source? Dichsiv, when it comes to Orla. Shalosh shanim arilim. For the first 3 years, there's an Isser Orla. Uksiv ubashana haravis. And it says in the fourth year there's a din of netar avai. The peros have a certain level of kedusha. They have to be brought to Yerushalayim, but now they can at least be eaten to a certain degree, at least in Yerushalayim. So how do I know that this is referring to Tishrei? V'yalav shana shana mi Tishrei. That I learn out the word shana shana mi Tishrei. Dichsiv mireishis hashana. That we have this drasha earlier in the Gemara. That once the pasuk says mireishis hashana, the beginning of the year. So therefore, I know it's referring to Tishrei. So to our law, the word shana is referring to Tishrei as well. So ask the Gemara, v'ligmar shana shana mi nisan, t'chsev rishnu lachem l'chad she'ashana. But we have this same question I asked before. Why learn out the word shana by orla to the beginning of Tishrei? Maybe I learn out the beginning of the word shana to the beginning of Nisan, and I don't know that's referring to the beginning of Tishrei. So the Gemara answers, like we've seen before, Danin Shana She'eni Machadashim Mishana She'eni Machadashim Ve'in Danin Shana She'eni Machadashim Mishana She'eshi Machadashim. I mean, we learn about the Pasuk of Shana that's not dependent on Chodesh. From the Pasuk of Shana, it's not dependent on Chodesh. We don't learn about the Pasuk of Shana that is dependent on Chodesh, because again, when it comes to Rishon Hulachem L'chadshe Hashana, that's Shana that's dependent on Chodesh, and by Arla we don't have that, so we'd rather learn from Pasuk of Shana of Mereshis Hashana that doesn't have to do with Chodesh at all. So let's do one Rashi. V'l'netiyah ninalan to Rosh Hashana Shalat Tishrei, that it's Rosh Hashanah's Tishrei. So we learn that from the Pasuk of Mereshis Hashana, and that's where we'll stop.